5 minutes that the internet does, so I don't want to not be here. I want to give the number out coming up next. I'm going to break this huge Zorro Ranch news and get Kathy O'Brien's take on it. But Kathy, the most prominent documented MKUltra satanic ritual abuse survivor and overcomer out there. In this segment, where do you want to go? Other angles you think people should know about what's happening right now?
I think it's extremely important for people to know about the vast number of survivors that are emerging and talking about MKUltra mind control. There's so many who are finally feeling vindicated that the information's starting to come out. And there's just a lot that people need to hear from the vast numbers. They're surviving these days. Back when Mark Phillips rescued me out of MKUltra mind control, it was very rare that anybody survived. And I was extremely fortunate to survive because I was to be killed at Bohemian Grove in one of their rituals and be burned alive in order to die in front of these global perpetrators to make them feel like I died with their secrets. Instead, Mark Phillips, brilliant intelligence insider, working the highest levels of intelligence mind sciences to preserve the sanctity of free thought, had reached in and lifted me out of that victimization in order that we could start exposing what was going on. And he saved my life from certain demise at Bohemian Grove. He intercepted me right in between. And I'm so fortunate he did, and that I was able to heal. It's within us all to heal. And mental health has been deliberately taught wrong. It's time that people realize that and that we have been blessed with the resiliency within us. The methods Mark taught me are in PTSD, time to heal. Everyone, everywhere can apply these easy to self-apply methods to themselves and heal from any level of trauma, abuse, fear, control, even media manipulation, to reclaim our free thought, free will, to be able to expand our thinking beyond what we think we know, because our knowledge base has been deliberately altered and we have been taught wrong. We all need to expand our thinking. PTSD, time to heal, shows us how. And I'm forever grateful that Mark Phillips was able to release this information by helping me so that I could share the information from an inside perspective so that others too can heal. This information has reached so many, the survivors are healing. And it's the most important part is that knowing that all these children who have been trafficked, the vast numbers who are being rescued right now can be helped. They can heal just like I did because we've got that resiliency of body, mind, and spirit. After 30 years of torturous, robotic MKUltra mind control, I was able to not only reclaim my free thought, but also to reclaim my joy, my inner peace, my life's purpose, to be able to live the love I am and continue bringing this message forward because we all need it these days. What we're seeing isn't new. What's new is that we're finally seeing it. And as we see it, rather than let it overwhelm us, let it empower us by reclaiming our birthright to live the love we are, to remember who we are, why we're here, and take a stand now for the children's sake. It's up to us. We can't wait on this system to clean up. It's up to each and every one of us to do it, and we have within us the capacity for us. We have the victory within us. It's time to shine that and eradicate this darkness once and for all.
All right. I want to come back and give the number out. I want to get into this huge. It's all huge. This Zorro Ranch stuff is huge, and I can confirm what's in here from our separate sources, but it's all. There's a lot of investigators on this now that are very respected. Underground bases, what the witnesses said, what the...
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. It was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his self-element formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we're about to break major breaking news on the Zorro Ranch. It was never searched by the feds, which was 10,000 acres plus, huge facility. Victim said facilities underground. They talk about underground facilities in the emails. Underground facilities also at the pedophile island, Little St. John's. But the feds never went in there. There's a big scandal brewing with that now, with folks running for high office in Texas that now own it. Helicopter pads, you name it. There's a whole secret government complex nearby. This is a big deal. But, Kathy LeBron, before we go there, let's talk about Mark Phillips that saved you and who co-authored the book with you, because Gunderson, who I totally trusted, and, you know, he was tapped even whenever J. Edgar Hoover died to try to be the Nixon wanted him as the FBI director because he was a good guy, but they blocked it. He was the head of the L.A. operation. He'd run major operations for the FBI called Telpro, so he was an insider. And he said your stuff was dead on, but reading your book now, well, the last time I did, it all came true. So, there's Mark Phillips. He died in 2017. Tell us about Mark Phillips, what an interesting and amazing person he was, and how he was able to save you.
Mark Phillips was working the highest levels of intelligence, mind sciences to preserve the sanctity of free thought. He's an absolute hero to us all in his lack of tolerance for the criminal activities.
And
as you
know, he was CIA. Mark, that's been confirmed. So you're saying there are good guys in there, too.
Well, he was a spook. He was CIA, FBI, NSA.
Exactly. Real spooks are in it all, for people that don't know.
Yeah, he was a CIA, NSA, Secret Service, anything he needed to be at any time. And
did he tell you how he got recruited and how he woke up and how he did what he did? Because you read the book, I mean, it all came true. It's just pure genius. All right, we just lost her feed. Yeah, I mean, I had dinner with these guys, knew them well, interviewed them many times, and all the big insiders, they said, no, this is real. This is dead on. And I mean, you read the book now. I'm not even getting money for selling the book. She didn't even ask me to sell it. I'm just like, I got to read it again because it's just like, my God, this all came true. And I don't know if during the break she actually pulled the book out to read those passages. And there's like whole chapters on how it's transformation of America. It's a transformation of everything. Sorry, we lost your connection. Did Mark ever get into how he got recruited or why he broke away or what happened?
He was a spook, so he wore every hat. He was extremely high up in intelligence and was in and out of the White House. And when he saw children being trafficked, he decided to do something about it. And that's when he lifted my daughter and me right out of the Washington, D.C. human trafficking swamp.
By the way, that's what Larry Nichols, highly decorated Green Beret Vietnam, high-level security in Iran-Contra and at MENA, he finally had a come-to-Jesus moment. And literally fell down on his knees when he found out that they were hurting children. He's dead now, but he was on record, the Clintons' main fixer, really their handler. And so it shows there's good people in the system. We're not defending the system.
Absolutely.
Good. But Larry Nichols said the same stuff. He said, I can't get into it, Alex, but when I learned they were trafficking kids, and look, my uncle was an Iran-Contra, highly decorated helicopter pilot, Vietnam, and then he got recruited And he was just building airfields and, you know, running airfield operations and communications. But he was the guy, he was world champion at one point in Morse code. And even back then, they did Morse code back to the White House. He was reporting to Bill Barr, we now know, who was the head of the operation, at least the liaison for Bush. He was hiding it from Reagan. But just side issue, he told me a little bit about it, told my mom some, but when he was dying of pneumonia, before they put him on a ventilator, now 12 years ago, William Forrest Hammond was his name. He said, listen, I did things in Vietnam. He told me the stuff. And he said, I did the things for the unjustified means. But he said, there came a time when it was so bad that I had to leave and I had to get out of it. And a bunch of stuff happened. But the point was, is I said, what was it? He said, they were running orphanages and little kids in Central and South America and flying kids out. He goes, we don't know where, but it was bad. And then a bunch of guys in Army Special Operations, assigned to the CIA, went public. They killed the guy under him, shot them both up. He got shot up. I remember picking him up at the Air Force Base in Dallas when I'm a little kid, and like in a stretcher, where he was shot up. But the point was is that this is the point of there's a soul out there, and there's good people that we stand on their shoulders. Sorry, get back into Mark Phillips. I apologize.
Absolutely. There's good people everywhere. And I certainly was the last to believe it. When Mark rescued my daughter and me, I didn't know good people even existed in the world anymore. It was, I didn't even know how to trust that there could be anything good, but my brain knew I was safe and the neuron pathways started opening up and I began remembering. And as quickly as I began remembering the things I'd been tortured to forget, Mark told me to write them out. He said, the pen is mightier than the sword. The pen activates that when you move a pen, it activates the logic, critical analysis part of the brain. It's where we process information.
Explain. That's so what studies, but it now come out, but he was right then. It bypasses the emotions and goes right to the actual memory.
It does. It shifts the emotionally incomprehensible that's been repressed, opens neuron pathways to move it over to conscious, where it's written out on paper, consciously seen, and all of a sudden healing happens psychiatrically, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually. It's such an important aspect of our brain function that we have taken writing by hand out of the school system in order to indoctrinate the children. If we get writing by hand back in the school system, that alone will stop the indoctrination. But as I wrote out this memory, he was handing it to his friends in intelligence and in law enforcement. He was handing it over to people in the CIA, the NSA, the FBI. And above all, we had William Von Raab back in the day. I don't know if you remember Von Raab. He was head of U.S. Customs. Yeah, he was in the same position that Tom Holman is now. And the media went after him with everything they had because he was exposing the drug and human trafficking across open borders. He was exposing the Clintons. He was exposing all of the horrors that were going on. I mean, what an amazing person he was. But there were so many good people that genuinely cared all the way back then. And Mark Phillips was one of them. And he is the one that led my daughter and me to freedom.
Well, we saw the Democrats ship in 500,000 kids. Even New York Times admitted many sex slavery, slave labor. They've now saved half of them. So that's a good thing for Trump and Tom Homan. The Democrats fought to stop that coming out. So we know who the real pedos are. It's so sad the DOJ is trying to cover up, but we have to call it like it is. But I don't need to read it in the book. I don't even need to believe you. My uncle, incredible guy, Mr. America, Boy Scout, told me this stuff. And I knew what he did. I knew what he was involved in, but I didn't know the details. And he said, no, it's all true. And I remember him actually talking about you because he would listen to the show. And he said, no, all that stuff, it's all real. And he wasn't like directly. They just ran airfields. So those guys were reporting back. Hey, man, they're loading kids out and flying them out here. And we're tracking it. And it ain't good. And he said, he goes, there comes a point where you incrementally go along with stuff because, oh, we're the good guys. We got to bend it to win. And then you finally go, no, we've become the bad guys. You got to say no. And I think Trump needs to get to that point and just understand he's got to go to full war. He can't just get rid of the bad guys behind the scenes, which he's shutting down, and then, oh, but it's so damaging to put this out, it'll hurt America's faith and credit. Other governments, Europe's even worse than we are. This is a worldwide system. Did you agree with me that just Trump needs to just release it all?
It absolutely. And as people wake up, I'm sure more and more is going to come out. You know, in my experience, when I was working in the 80s in the Reagan-Bush administration, Bush and the Clintons, everyone that I knew feared Trump back then because he was already adamantly opposing the MKUltra slaves like myself being run out of the State Department. He was disgusted with the drug and human trafficking across open borders and the sexualization of children. They were scared of him because they couldn't blackmail him, mind control him, because he had the knowledge that's our defense against mind control. They couldn't coerce him. They couldn't buy him off. He had his own money. They couldn't blackmail him. He wasn't giving.
Even the heads of the mafia have gone public and said that he was the only guy they couldn't buy off.
Right, right. Exactly.
Plus, that's Trump's MO to let no one run him. Like, that's why it came out it was fake that he flew to Russia to be peed on by hookers, as if Trump is, as if he would do that and be compromised. And Trump is all about he's in control.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was so well known among these people back then that they feared him. So that was my experience in knowing about President Trump then. And then after
Ever hear about Trump when you were in the project, in the program, or after?
They feared him. Absolutely, they feared him. And
elaborate on that. Let's know more.
Well, there was one particular operation where I was dropped off at one of Trump's casinos in Atlantic City, New Jersey, to meet with Phil Habib. It was about a drug operation and everything. And I was told by my handler when he dropped me at the door that if Trump, that I was not to speak to him because if I had anything to do with Trump, they would kill me. That was just, it was do or die. They said, he's not one of us. If I was told they're not one of us, that meant if I had any association at all, I would be killed. So it was do or die. I mean, that's how much they feared him. And that was my experience at that time. It was also my experience with Mark Phillips over those many, many years that he and I were together speaking out on mind control and healing from it, that it was understood that politics can't fix this problem for us. Government can't fix it for us. It's going to take each and every one of us waking up. The Great Awakening had to happen.
And by the way, I'm getting chills. We got to find old interviews with you. I haven't been with you for 30 years. You said this 30 years ago, and Mark said it. You said it won't be the system. It's too corrupt. It got to be us. And now it's happening. It's like I'm so blown away right now because wow.
Yeah, and I mean, now we hear Pam Bondi say it'll collapse the system, and I'm going, collapse it. It's so corrupt. The only people it's serving are the Clintons, the criminals, the perpetrators. It is not serving we the people. It's locking up people like Tina Peters. It's locking up the innocent, and it's thrusting children back into a corrupted so-called child protective services.
Maybe we can pull this up, but Hillary said yesterday, guys, I wanted it. Hillary put out a thing saying, Bill and I were never involved with Epstein when they set up their foundation with them on record publicly. It's in the emails, too. And it's all Trump. What do you make of her statement? What do you say to her?
That's just diversionary. The media, it follow the money, is owned by these perpetrators. And that's their media voice. It's like we pull back the wizard's curtain and we find out there's only a handful of them pulling levers to appear to be more of them than they are. And that is the media voice created Trump derangement system syndrome. That is mass mind control. And it's deliberately done to keep people wondering and looking over there. They don't want anybody looking at them. They don't want anybody seeing their corruption, even though it's right there in black and white.
And by the way, you talk about victimology for 30 years, and I didn't even get what you were saying. Don't be a victim. Don't be a victim.
Right.
But when you get a victim, you can't overcome. You can't analyze. You get in a catatonic fetal position psychologically. Right. Instead of, no, I'm fighting back, your body's geared up to get the info, overcome it, and defeat it. We're not wimps, folks. God built us powerful. But if we just lay down, we'll never learn. And we're going to get our ass kicked in some of these fights, too. But we get stronger. That which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger, to quote Nietzsche. Can you speak to that?
Yes, our brains have been made perfect. We have so much resiliency. We've been using like 10% of our brain. We've been conditioned to that for generations. We've been conditioned to look outside ourselves to big government, big pharma, big tech, big cult-to-cult religion to tell us how to live our lives when we've got so much capacity within us that is unharnessed yet. We haven't even explored these abilities that we have, the intuitions, the telepathy, the heightened senses, the vibrational frequencies, the clairvoyance, the psychic. We have so much more brain capacity than what we're using. And instead, we're being dumbed down further and further and further by mind control to try to align us with artificial intelligence. When we use our full brains, we have the wisdom that outthinks criminal minds. So a victim mentality is being pushed by the media, by mental health, by education, by society. We've been conditioned for so long to maintain this victim mentality so that we follow authority instead of go within to access the brilliance, the resilient body, mind, and spirit that we've been born with, that we've been blessed with all along.
So beautiful, so powerful.
I get so excited about that.
I am too, because people ask me like the worst things in my life. They go, how did that turn out to be the best thing later? It wasn't fun at the time, but it made me so much stronger. And because I overcame it or even I didn't overcome it at the time, I survived it. It's a victory. It made me who I am.
Exactly. And then they say, well, this is too much information. You can't handle it. What if they told everybody it's within you to handle it? Go within. Remember who you are and why you're here. And face this truth, because our children need us to face it now. We have the ability to deal with all of this. We don't have the capacity to deal with a constant barrage of lies and trauma and mind manipulation that's being imposed to dumb us down. We need to remember what we've been blessed with, that we're born with, so we can effectively protect the children.
That's right.
God
gave us the gear to overcome this.
Yes. And that's what Mark Phillips reminded me of. He knew that mind control was the spiritual warfare too. And he reminded me that it's within me to heal. Mark did not deprogram me. Mark reminded me how to heal from within myself. And I share that information with everybody through PTSD Time to Heal. That information is our birthright information. It's what these perpetrators don't want us to remember. They don't want us to remember that we have all the power.
And by the way, you and Mark didn't just skate here. They attacked you. They debanked you. They tried to steal your daughter from you. I mean, that's a whole 3 hours, just what I know, like a James Bond movie.
Yes.
I mean.
Yeah. Through those years, I mean, you and I have been at this a long time, Alex, and I know you know I've been through to hell and back with my daughter's situation, but it was my daughter's situation being medically kidnapped by Child Protective Services, thrust into the corrupt system I saw Senator Byrd setting up through the Hoover building in Washington, D.C.
The KKK Grand Dragon.
Yeah. And he set up the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children as a catch net operation.
Who they later put
children.
The head of the Clinton Foundation convicted pedophile over
right.
Amber Alert.
Yes. Yeah.
Stay right there. We're almost out of time. I want to give the number out and just take 7-8 calls, whatever, serious questions for Kathy O'Brien. What a hero. Her book is so incredible. It was incredible when I read it. It's all been proven right. It's just prophecy, basically. Ladies and gentlemen, Kathy O'Brien, your question or comment for her. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539. We'll turn on the phone system. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. And that's coming up. But let me get into this now, okay? So, we know they raided the island in the Caribbean, Little St. John's. We know, and they covered it up. We know they raided his New York operation. For best of our knowledge, not the Paris operation, not the other airfield in Ohio or Florida, and not Zorro Ranch 10,000 acres, who the witnesses and victims said had underground bases under it. Well, we've looked at the schematics from Google and already seen the snorkels that in some cases are 1,000 yards out from the house, meaning there's a huge facility under there, okay? Because they have these snorkels that are getting air from the top, okay, folks? And So now we have experts looking at it, flying over it, you name it. And we now have this big politician running for government here. We'll get to after the break. And we have all this starting to come out. This politician that bought Zorro Ranch, well, that's fine. He says he's a Christian. He turned to a Christian retreat. That's his new thing today because election's today. But we need to have a public tour. We need to have the Texas Rangers invited over there because it's a Texan that owns it to investigate this. Then we'll think you're a good guy. Because I'm not saying you guys are a bad guy. We'll get to him in a moment. But the FBI raided Epstein's New York City townhouse. They raided his private island, but somehow they never touched his 10,000-acre Zorro Ranch in New Mexico, despite victim reports of abuse going on there back to 1996. Even after the 2008 conviction, the state of New Mexico kept leasing him public land like nothing happened. No search warrant, no raid, no questions asked. New Mexico just approved a full investigation with subpoena power. 30 years of looking the other way is finally over. And we've got some reports here by folks that have flown over it and investigated it. So here's one of those breakdowns as we go to break. Here it is.
What I wanted to talk about first is, so the Zorro Ranch features prominently in a lot of the Epstein lore. And I first learned about this in 2008. And all the way back in 2008, there was a website that is long since gone now. And it actually changed several times, kind of rapid fire over the course of about 3 years to different domains, and finally got torpedoed. But it was a very simple website. I can't remember the exact URL right now, but it was very simple website. And some of the stuff seems so outlandish. And it was all just these, just a few paragraphs of text, just kind of giving you prompts about just different research topics and a few pictures, very simple, but it brought up some really, some big stuff like the role of blackmail in a lot of the stuff we were seeing back then. And this was at the point where the Iraq war, people were starting to realize that that was a sham and all that. So it was even pulling at threads there in the Iraq war, showing what was happening there. And it was just different articles about certain topics and about elites and explaining how, that the term elite is one I'm not a big fan of. I think predator class is probably a better way to put that, because these people are not elite. They are not above us in any capacity. But anyway, this website was the first place that I saw Jeffrey Epstein mentioned, and all about the stuff that he was involved in, or at that point rumored to be involved in, and that this financier or guy, whatever, got arrested down in Florida and got this weird slap on the wrist prison sentence. This is all kind of unfolding in real time. They're posting articles about this. I'm like, holy crap.
All right, we'll come back. He gets it now. They never rated it. That's all true. This is from Interesting Books Review. Then we have the flyovers that were just done. That's the big news. Straight ahead, we'll come back with Kathy O'Brien on that. Dr. Lindsay, Master Stefu, Jeremy, and others, 877-789-2539. Questions for Kathy O'Brien. Quick questions so she can answer them straight ahead. We appreciate everybody. Please stay with us. Be sure to get her book, Transformation of America, transtransformation.com, and her book on how to overcome trauma. You'll find it all at transtransformation.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Now, this is an emergency flash sale. It funds our operation, and these are incredible products. This is the biggest sale of the year right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, all the supplements, all the apparel, the ball caps, the T-shirts, all of it, the hoodies, the sweaters, the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, our proprietary ultramethylene red, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, all of it until tomorrow at midnight. We extended it one day, store-wide, 52% off. So I'm saying this live on air on February 17th, Tuesday. Tomorrow, February 18th at midnight Central Time, the sale will end. Store-wide, 52% off. Ends tomorrow night at midnight. This is an alert. So go to thealexjonesstore.com now.
Well, Way out west, southwest, down in Texas, there's this fella I want to tell you about. Fella by the name of Alex Jones. At least that was the handle his freedom-loving parents gave him, and he made pretty good use of it himself. This Alex Jones, well, he's a straight shooter. He calls himself an info warrior, a globalist killer, even a goblin slayer. He's a truth bomber, dropping nukes of knowledge across radio waves, television sets, and all over the World Wide Web. Many have tried to stop him, shut him up, or silence him, but it never quite worked out. Not for a man like him.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
He's a real Paul Revere of the 21st century. A truth teller. Hell, even more honest than old honest Abe Lincoln. That's Alex Jones.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
There's a lot about the man that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Not until I tuned into InfoWars, that is. Then things started to become clear.
Are you going to find these guys? Or, you know, you have any promising, leads?
Leads? Yeah, sure. I'll just check with the boys down at the crime lab. They, got four more detectives working on the case. They got us working in shifts! Leads.
Now, this story that's about to unfold, well, it started back just about the time the Twin Towers in Building 7 collapsed.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
I only mention it because, well, sometimes there's a man. I won't say hero because what's a hero? But sometimes there's a man. And I'm talking about Alex Jones here. Sometimes there's a man. Well, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's... ah, hell. I've done introduced him enough.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So after that happened, checked that place out, got some good pictures and all, got some footage. And no sooner did I put that out for the public, then I saw some major hits to my personal business of web traffic, sales, everything took a massive dive. And the tough thing about this is it's very difficult to prove any connection to that. I know what I saw. I know what I was seeing in graphs and sales figures and things like that. But outside of me and my wife and people that worked for me at the time that were looking at all that, it's very difficult to prove anything. So is there any connection between that? Did that play a part in, because my shop never recovered from that. I mean, we fought hard to stay alive after that, but I didn't last more than about almost a year after that, but I had to fight tooth and nail. And we had a lot of strange things happen with some of our bigger vendors, some of the bigger corporate vendors we were dealing with. We had some bigger customers.
All right, so this guy's a well-known journalist and book reviewer. He goes to an investigation, gets harassed. Here's the footage he shot of the snorkels which Air Force experts have looked at, and I've studied this too, is what they are, show there's underground bases there. Let's go to that clip.
Because this friend of mine that was looking at the placement of that mansion, he said, that is... looks like it is built like something is underneath it. And I forget the way he worded it, but essentially the topography that he was looking at and his experience in the Air Force was such that that looked like an underground facility right under the mesa that the mansion was sitting on. So this time around, I was a little bit more alert. And as I astral projected myself out to look over that and record that, this time I noticed a whole series of vents on the south side of the mansion that look like industrial gratings for like air conditioning and heating vents and things like that on big industrial buildings, except this is a mansion. This just should ostensibly
be a house. Back it up 10 seconds. He's being sarcastic. Air Force, he's got a drone over it. And you can see the giant vents that you only have for an underground base. Continue.
They're 12 foot by 3 foot wide. Steel grating going into the ground with a concrete margin around it. So I got some good footage of that. And this time I was prepared just in case somebody came out to try to intercept us, but nobody did. And the signage and everything had been changed. So it was no longer before it was like Zorro Ranch Drive right there on the road going in. And now it's something else. All the signage had been changed. But I did find it interesting that the little ranch compound, all the support facilities for that ranch, the same red truck that we had seen before that came out to talk to us was there. So the support vehicles are the same. Everything looks the same. The only main thing that I saw was it looked like the weird, almost like a helipad slash maze or whatever was on the ground up on part of the mesa. That has all been... bulldozed or whatever, that's all gone. But my personal thought on that is after seeing the way we were treated in the high security and everything else, the lottery winning and all that, all the weird stuff around that, I started coming to the conclusion that I thought the guy is very much alive and probably at just a different location or something like that.
I totally agree. We have two jail guards saying now, and these are the Epstein files, that when they took out the fake dead body, they say fake. This is mainstream news now that he was alive in a wheelchair, brought out and did a thumbs up and disappeared. So now we have Texas GOP politician running for comptroller, control Texas's money, Don Huffins. It's been a big controversy that just came out in the last few days that he owns Zorro Ranch. Well, now he says he's going to make it a Christian retreat. So this is getting weirder and weirder. And he ran, of course, against the governor and others previously. So there you have that information. We give an overhead shot of this as we showed it. Texas GOP politician. Early voting starts today in Texas. So watching that, Kathy, sorry that took so long, but I wanted to get that out there. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I'm glad it's out there. We've got a lot to be investigating and exposing. It really is up to us to do it.
I'm not saying this guy's guilty by association, but he's powerful. He's more of a liberal Republican, and if I was going to buy Zorro Ranch, I would up front say to make it a church or whatever. Now that it's out that he owns it, it's very suspicious. Now he says it's going to be a Christian facility. This needs to be investigated. What do you think?
I definitely think it should be investigated. We need to be looking into things like that, especially if there's evidence of underground aspects to it. It's got to all be researched and found out. We need to be paying attention to everything these days and thinking clearly for ourselves, not relying on someone else to do it for us.
Absolutely. This becomes a blur for me, but I remember like 6 months ago, I could pull it up. Other people use Google Earth to show Google Maps to show snorkels like 1,000 yards out. Like there are, you know, what you see up front around bases for air ventilation all over the place. So, and a lot of underground bases out there. Were you ever taking an underground base? Did you ever hear about that?
Absolutely. There's a lot of them that are underground. And then there's things like the underworld at Disney World, where the DARPA level MK Ultra mind control programming is. There's the underworld, the underground at Bohemian Grove, where these perpetrators met. They seem to like to be underground. You know, it just, it's out of sight, I guess.
Gunderson talked about public auctions in Vegas of children, and now it's coming out of documents that are indeed auctions. Did you ever hear about that or see that?
Absolutely. There were a lot of auctions that I've talked about all these years, and a lot of ways that they sold slaves, and you know, it just, yeah, it's nothing new. Again, you know, what we're seeing isn't new. What's new is we're seeing it.
What's new is now we're finding we're out. Let me ask you about this. I mean, I know you work. What's your view of Ted Gunderson? Man, it's not about we want to be vindicated, but wow, are we not vindicated?
Yeah. Ted was, he was so grandfatherly. He was just so sweet to me. He was always good to me. And he did the best he could. He was working in an agency that was so corrupt that I don't think he was aware of how corrupt it was.
And no, he said he didn't know until he got out how bad it was.
Right, right. Well, even then, you know, he was relying on people.
What was the school in California he got hired and investigated? They proved the tunnels. Remember all that? That's what he woke him up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ted Gunderson's absolute hero. He's in my book, Access Denied for Reasons of National Security. What he did with the Franklin case, that paralleled the one, my case. My handler was at Boys Town, as a matter of fact, in Nebraska, when Mark Phillips rescued my daughter and me. So, you know, there's a lot of
parallels. So where were the main headquarters
right
from
there?
Your research of pedophilia back then?
Pardon me?
Where are the main epicenters back then of the pedophile networks?
The main epicenters were, I think the worst of them all was Haiti. And I think the information on Haiti is still needing to come out. That what I saw there was beyond atrocious. Madeleine Albright was running the operations out of there through her OAS building in St. Thomas. Of course, the Virgin Islands were heavily involved, and they were opening up the Epstein Island at that time, and everything else. Hillary Clinton right there involved in it all. Bill Clinton involved, especially in the Haitian operations, which are documented in my testimony for Congress, Transformation of America.
That's right. You've testified to that. I forget. Wow. I want to take some calls here, but folks, I have massive knowledge of this, just what's even public, and I'm telling you, this is all going on. And you read these emails, no one can deny it. It is hell on earth. I think what you said an hour ago, they're not getting away with this now. It's out, it's over. The question is, and they know that. I think the globalists know they're done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. And that's I'm sure we're going to see more shootings, and we need to realize we can all deal with exactly what's going on if we pick up a pen and paper and write out the trauma, write out the fear. It'll help us all to think clear through it.
Well, exactly. I'm not a rocket scientist, but the guy that just killed his whole family in public said, you better watch your mouth criticizing us or we'll get you.
Right.
The day before he kills his family, good chance that guy's my girl. Good chance that's a message. Even Fox picked it up, which normally doesn't pick up when we're being persecuted. We filed a countersuit against the Democrats. Nobody covered it. But, oh, Fox covered that. I think that's kind of a message. You know, Jimmy Kimmel famously got it before they sued me, and he said, here's a message. You claim we're attacking the kids. We're going to kill you if you don't shut up. It's a message from Hillary. And then he shoots a BB gun into a glass jar of pickles. And people said, what is that? I got it as a threat. They filed suit 2 days later.
Yeah, that's common for them to use that. They use that all the time in MKUltra, where they would say, well, they killed Marilyn Monroe, who was the first presidential model MKUltra slave. They killed Marilyn Monroe in the public eye. Imagine what we do to the likes of you. Berg told me that all the time. It's the phrase they use. It's what they use hunting. If we'd shoot these people, then imagine what we'd do to the likes of you. When Dick Cheney shot his attorney in the face and it was on TV, then they were asking Bush Jr. about it. And he used that quote. He said, if he'll shoot his attorney in the face, imagine what he'll do to the likes of you.
Yeah, by the way, Hillary goes on TV with a thing of pickles, opens them, and then they go and shoot pickles and say, we'll kill you, Alex Jones. I'm surprised the crew found it so quick. This doesn't even sound real. It's like I say this stuff, it's all true, and it doesn't even sound real. Well, let's start taking some phone calls. You're amazing. And by the way, next time you're in town, please come in studio. Let's take calls the order they're received. Who's the oldest caller here? That'd be Owl Killer in Virginia. Owl Killer, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, like you, I was completely shocked by that interview with Steve Bannon. And it wasn't just the Trilateral Commission explanation. It was also him explaining fractional reserve banking. And it brings us full circle. Epstein said in that interview, the world leaders have no idea about finance. You see in the emails, he's telling Macron what to do. Nobody's even talking about this.
No, the world leaders are retarded. And then you got this David Rockefeller guy literally running everything. We now know he wasn't just a gopher. He was in charge.
Yeah. And people are calling
Epstein. Let me just say it. Jeffrey Epstein, after Rockefeller's death, was the president of the United States.
The world. He's telling Ehud Barak in recorded conversations what to do, how to get in touch with Peter Thiel, and what to do with Palantir.
No, but I agree with you, but this is questions for our guests. So ask her a question. We got to go.
Okay. My question is, did we make a catastrophic error in thinking that Trump can do this on his own? I know the man's heart is right, but we put so much faith into a man that only acting as a tyrant could he bring the system to yield.
Yeah, sure. Let's move on from that. Yeah, it doesn't matter. We can spend, the left wants to spend all our time on Trump not being perfect. They're the ones openly doing it. I say, hey, Trump's not perfect. Like Kathy said, we got to do it ourselves. And I don't even have that debate. Go ahead, yes. Kathy.
Absolutely. It's up to us. I keep saying that government can't fix it for us. Government's doing it to us. This is our time. Power's been returned to the people. President Trump told us he was returning to the power to the people. They just don't much know what that means. Look at our Constitution. It says, we the people, we're the ones. It's up to us.
Absolutely. We're going to take more calls here. Let's go to Andrew in Orlando, Florida. Andrew in Orlando, Florida, you're on the air.
Stop covering for Israel, Alex. You know what we're talking about. Now throw your little tantrum and get mad and cut me off. Go ahead. Stop shilling. It's really old.
What's really old is we expose Israel all day long. That's completely retarded. It makes you feel powerful to claim that we're covering up for Israel. We're here with Kathy O'Brien, a real victim of this, exposing it. I mean, Epstein obviously did a lot of stuff for Israel. He took over for Maxwell's dad that was a Mossad agent. We've covered all this. It's I appreciate your call, but it's just retarded. I mean, it's weird. It's like you think like, oh, well, I talk about Israel. It does some. I'm better than you. You know, I mean, I've been doing this 30 plus years. I don't know what you're even talking about. Totally retarded. What do you want to say to that caller?
I think it's really important for us all to judge information for ourselves and not count on one person to tell us all the truth anyway. It's up to us to research
exactly.
Everything.
What is that? I mean, I've got you on. We're doing people. All this. I cover Israel every day. And they just think like, oh, like I'm in the Epstein file. Yeah, the DOJ stuck me in there. There's 50 emails attacking me. But they put that there to hurt me. And now these fake right-wingers are saying, oh, Alex is in it. He's bad. No, it's Epstein saying I've got to be stopped. But they don't care. It's like... They're like Pharisees. They want to say, you're not good. It's like, if Alex Jones, the guy doing this for 30 years, if we can say we're better than him, we feel powerful. I don't care about that, but it's just weird. It's weird. I mean, Harrison Smith is probably going to do 3 hours on Israel today. Israel's completely out of control. I mean, I cover cons, but I have to prove myself to you. It's sick.
People snap judge, and they just make silly assumptions. You know, it's like, what President Trump did to wake up the people, I love him forever for. It doesn't mean I agree with every single thing going on in Washington, D.C.
Exactly, and but overall, it's a good thing. But let's just bring this up. He called in holier than thou. Did you ever run into any Mossad Israel stuff when you were in the CIA MKUltra program?
Well, yeah, there was some there, too, because everybody's involved. This is a globalist agenda. And
you mentioned exactly any real spies in all of it. Exactly.
Right. Right. And Jesuits, you know, I mean, it's vast. It's everywhere. You know, it's infiltrated everything. If there is even a clean organization, it's infiltrated. So, you know, we got to start examining things on their own merit.
Well, the caller wants is the hatred of Jews. He doesn't like the pedophiles being exposed. He doesn't like it being about the devil and God, the people and Christ. He wants me. He's like, why are you attacking Jews during this interview? I'm attacking Satanists. But you see the mental illness. Like, we're covering pure evil here, and he's got to bring this up, like, to make him, it's satanic.
People have been dumbed down to that point where they're just, they snap judge based without all the facts. And
he was welcome to bring up Israel. I'm saying, so what Israel connections did you see? Let's get that out.
With mine?
Yes.
Just various perpetrators involved in that aspect and the Mossad aspect. But there's just everybody was involved. There isn't anybody that wasn't.
Let's get that straight. Satanism is the operating system worldwide, like the Bible says. And see, he's mad because he says, Jews do it. And that's what he was mad about. No, we're exposing to the whole thing, brother. You're not going to stop us. Let's go to... let's go to Master Stefu in California. Go ahead, Mr. Stefu.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Sir, I want to congratulate you and her, Ms. O'Brien. You are both way out in front of everybody else, including with what just happened here on the phone with this other guy. Are you there?
Yeah, brother. You're on air worldwide right now.
All right, buddy. My goodness. One thing I want to say first, and I hope you give me like a minute at least.
Sir, I don't do this screen calls on air. You're doing this thing. Can I say this? How long? You're on air,
please,
bro.
Sir.
You're on. Hold on.
Please,
you
sir.
Are. You got. You got 1 minute. You got 1 minute. You're on air right now.
So much respect. All right. She is 100% authentic. I read people for a living. That's what I normally do. And I read you almost every day, and you're both so authentic, and everybody else is such a liar. Let me just start there, right? And all this other stuff that's going on, all the connections that have been put together over the past couple of weeks, we all leave it at that. And
no, I agree. I don't see how the globalists get out of this. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying, callers calling, they're like, can I say this? Can I say that? You called in, brother. You're on the air. Anything else you want to say?
Sorry about the language.
No, I hear you. I appreciate your call. You know, you have the legends of vampires. Obviously, they don't live forever, but it's the same spirit. How would you describe these Satanists? Vampires, Kathy O'Brien?
Well, they literally drink blood, so I guess we can call it that. You know, the adrenalized blood. So,
and you've witnessed blood drinking.
Anything we want to. We can call them Satanists. We can call them aliens. All I say is they are not like us, and they do not like us.
And you've seen blood drinking.
Absolutely.
Wow. It's all over the emails. Let's go ahead and go to Will in New Hampshire. Will in New Hampshire. You're on the air with Kathy O'Brien. Go ahead.
Alex, so nice to talk to you. How are you?
I'm all right, brother. Go ahead.
All right, Kathy, I'm just so grateful to get to talk to you. I went to this school in New Jersey, a survival school, back in 1998, and this lady had the tape and said, there's all this government, you know, like what you're going through, and she's like, you have to watch this, and I watched it. And I've been telling everybody ever since. I'm like, it made so much sense to me. It helped me wake up, and I just to be able to talk to you is really a dream come true for me. And
well, you're
really
on air, brother.
It.
Thank you. Go ahead and ask her questions. She's a real hero.
Well, I appreciate
you know,
that.
I saw you on a podcast with Michael Jaco, and I was at the school, the Tracker School, and he was teaching there, and I remember telling him about you, and I don't think he'd ever heard about it, and he was like, that sounds really interesting, and then I was watching his podcast about, you know, 3 or 4 months ago, and I saw you on there, and I was like, oh my, I couldn't believe it. It was just, it's like it had come full circle, so, you know, I've been doing my best to try to spread the word, and you know, I called members of Congress today talking about our problems that we're facing and just what can we do? Is there anything politically or any sort of committee or anybody we can try to get some traction in Washington or in government?
I would just go to school boards and talk about drag queen story time. I'd run for office.
Exactly.
Just,
well, yes. Local action.
Go ahead, Kathy. Kathy, hold on, sir. Let Kathy answer your question. Thanks for the call, Will.
Yeah, local action has national impact. So, you know, everybody needs to get out in their own communities and talk to each other eye to eye, heart to heart.
Explain that. The enemy's operating everywhere.
Yeah, make a difference right in your own backyard. Don't wait on government to fix this for us. It's up to us. It really is up to us.
Let's go to John in Connecticut. John, you're on the air with Kathy O'Brien, MKUltra, CIA Satan survivor. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Miss Kathy. I hope you're doing well. So my question is, because we're in a spiritual warfare, do you think that all the laws and the policies that suppress the spreading of the gospel and sharing our faith as believers, to include the cover-up of pedophiles and amongst other things, do you think this is a direct attack against God and Christianity?
It's a direct attack against our humanity, the essence of our being, the spiritual aspect of who we are, because it's our saving grace, it's our strength. So my latest book, Align with the Divine, is about going within and finding that connection within. So nothing can attack when we remember who we are and why we're here.
I agree, but the Satanists say we want to hurt God by hurting children, we hurt God. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. That's, we got to protect our children.
John?
It's up to us.
Any other thing?
Yes. And thank you for that, Kathy. I appreciate it. I remember just being sucked into politics and viewing things through the lens of politics. But then once I realized that these policies that are being passed and everything else is really an attack on God ultimately, and an attack on our faith as Christians, our freedom to spread the gospel, to share the gospel, and because it's a spiritual war, it's a war against good and evil. So I just wanted to
share
that.
And Joe Rogan has become a real Christian. I told people that like 3 years ago, no one believed me, because we privately talked. He's like, God, it's all true. How do you know? I said, it's good and evil, Joe. Don't misjudge, you know, the church when you're a kid in Boston and, you know, buy into that. You've got to know that those are the priests getting between you and God. Kathy, you've been on with us a few hours. You're so gracious. If you got to go, I totally respect it and understand. Trans-formation.com. I have Matt Bracken with huge national security news coming up, but he'll be cool if we go another 10 minutes. Can you go another 10 minutes? Take a few more calls.
I'll need to leave pretty quick here.
I totally understand.
I've got it.
Can you do five more? Or you need to leave right now?
I'll need to leave right now.
All right. Kathy, thank you so much. Yeah. Trans-formation.com, the book Transformation of America. Real Kathy O'Brien on X. Thank you so much. Amazing.
Thank you so much for having me on. I encourage everybody, too, to check out my books on Audible. I read them all myself to preserve the integrity of information. So it's easy to get to there, too.
Well, things are so important right now. Come back and join us soon, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Alex.
Thank you. Now, this is an emergency flash sale. It funds our operation, and these are incredible products. This is the biggest sale of the year right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, all the supplements, all the apparel, the ball caps, the T-shirts, all of it, the hoodies, the sweaters, the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, our proprietary ultramethylene red, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, all of it until tomorrow at midnight. We extended it one day, store-wide, 52% off. So I'm saying this live on air on February 17th, Tuesday. Tomorrow, February 18th at midnight Central Time, the sale will end. Store-wide, 52% off. Ends tomorrow night at midnight. This is an alert. Your support keeps us on air, and I thank you so much, and I want to give back to you. For those on the fence, I want you to experience ultramethylene blue, ultramethylene red, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, our bovine colostrum. It's a private label, the top brand in the country, 2,000 milligrams per little scoop. So good for your skin, your hair, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that comes off a cow or any other mammal. Is incredible. And this is the final week. This only happens every few months, where you don't just, every time you make a purchase, get put in one time in the raffle for whatever cool American-made supercar they're having, off-road, Mustangs, you name it. You get put in 100X into the raffle, which they've never done before, in this week. And you get put in to win both vehicles, both the F-250 diesel and the Ford Mustang Shelby. That is a huge deal, and $20,000 cash. So go to thealexjonesstore.com now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.